In North Alabama today, it rained, and that means a bit more misery for the tens of thousands of people displaced by last week's devastating tornadoes. One of those tornadoes slammed into Tuscaloosa. It largely spared the University of Alabama, but the storm did bring the school year to an abrupt end. And as NPR's Alex Kellogg reports, it left some lasting emotional scars among the students.
Usually, Geralyn Griffin would be studying for finals at this time of year. Instead, she was using a large dolly to pack her things and head home on Monday afternoon. That was true of many University of Alabama students. If they hadn't already left, they were on their way home, often with their parents' help. Alabama's campus would normally be bustling right now, but it is eerily quiet. The university has roughly 30,000 students. Six have been confirmed dead. On Sunday, Geralyn ventured out with a group of friends into some of the worst-hit neighborhoods.
We aren't going through anybody. We're just walking in and asking people if they need help.
She just finished her sophomore year, though not the way she'd expected.
It's pretty bad. Just whole neighborhoods leveled. And we saw search and rescue going through an apartment complex, and we saw them pull out, well, my friends saw them pull out a body, so they're still finding people. It's pretty sad.
In Tuscaloosa County, at least 45 people have died. Today, the mayor of Tuscaloosa estimated the damage at as much as $100 million. The university has ended the school year early and pushed graduation back to August. Many students, staff, and professors live in the nearby neighborhoods that were devastated by the storm. Geralyn's mother, Michelle Griffin, says she's thankful Alabama's campus was spared. She drove Geralyn back to Huntsville, Alabama, Monday with the help of her dad. They'll be dealing with more of the same there. Huntsville was also hit hard last week.
I'm so sorry about the losses of those that have died throughout Alabama and Tennessee and throughout the southern states. And roll tide!
That's the famous chant of the university's football team, the Crimson Tide. It's been a rallying cry in the southern college town for the past week.
One, two, three, roll tide, roll!
That's Talia Owens and her teammate, Kaylin Eppinger. They're on the women's track team, which decided at the last minute to attend a key track meet in Des Moines, Iowa, last weekend. It was a tough call. 11 of the team's athletes were displaced. The team didn't do quite as well as they'd hoped. They were tired, stressed out, and their flight was so late they barely made the meet. But the thousands gathered cheered them like they were the home team. Coach Sandy Fowler.
I must have gotten, I lost count, 20, 30 hugs as I was trying to get over to Becca to coach her. The announcer was phenomenal. He put me in tears three times.
Becca Hoppus lost her home just days before the meet. Things have been tough for Talia Owens as well. The tornado hit her off-campus home. The windows were shattered just as she and her roommate took shelter in a first-floor hallway. So the cheers at the meet eased the pain and helped her and three teammates win the 4x100 hurdles.
It was amazing to just know that these people was worried so much about us, you know, little old Tuscaloosa and Alabama, you know, and they gave us how they announced us just brought tears to us. People was on their feet, like thousands of people in these stands.
And the team got some good news Monday afternoon. Even though the campus is shutting down, the track team's season will continue. The university has decided that the sports seasons won't end early because of this tragedy. Alex Kellogg, NPR News.